Imagine a dimly lit room, the warm glow of oil lamps casting shadows on the faces of Jesus and his apostles. The room is quiet, the atmosphere heavy with meaning. As Jesus breaks the bread, he speaks words that will forever change the course of human history. Stay tuned as we delve into the Last Supper and its enduring significance for our lives. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Hello everyone. Tomorrow is Holy Thursday, the day we commemorate the Last Supper, the final meal Jesus shared with his apostles before his crucifixion. Since we don't publish videos on Thursdays, I've decided to reflect on this sacred event today, hoping it will help us better prepare for tomorrow's solemnity. Now, if you're anything like me, when someone mentions the Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting comes to mind. Many of us have seen images of this masterpiece, but did you know how it's far from an accurate description of that holy moment? While I don't want to delve into every detail, a few comparisons might help us visualize this event more accurately and deepen our reverence for it. First, Jesus and the apostles weren't sitting on chairs at a table as Da Vinci portrayed. Instead, they reclined on the ground or on cushions, leaning on their left elbows and eating with their right hands. This was the custom of the time, and it explains how John was able to lean back on Jesus' chest to ask who would betray him. Second, the table itself was shaped like the letter U, with the place of honor at the far left. This is where Jesus would have been seated, not in the center as Da Vinci imagined. However, one thing Da Vinci did get right is that everyone would have been seated on one side of the table, allowing servants easy access to the food from the inside of the U-shaped table. Additionally, the Last Supper took place at night, so the room would have been illuminated by the warm glow of oil lamps, not the daylight shown in the painting. Interestingly, a more accurate description of the Last Supper can be found in a 6th century mosaic in a church in Ravenna, Italy. As you can see here, everyone is reclining on one side of the table, much like how it truly would have been. Now that we have a more precise mental image of the Last Supper, let's consider something profound. How often do we reflect on the Last Supper? We might think of it primarily during Holy Mass or on Holy Thursday, but Padre Pio encouraged us to meditate on it every single day. In a letter to his spiritual daughter, Raffaelina Cerase, on December 17, 1914, Padre Pio wrote, "Do not sit down to a meal without having prayed first and asked for divine assistance, so that the food you're about to eat reluctantly for the sustenance of the body may not be harmful to your soul. Hence, as you sit down at the table, call to mind some pious thoughts. Picture to yourself the divine master in your midst with his holy apostles, just as he was during the Last Supper before he instituted the sacrament of the altar. To put it briefly, let us make an effort to ensure that the supper by which we satisfy the body may be a preparation for the altogether divine supper of the Most Holy Eucharist. So, Father Pio advised us to meditate on the Last Supper not just once a week during Mass or once a year on Holy Thursday, but several times a day before every meal. To help us in this meditation, let's turn to St. Paul's account of the Last Supper. His first letter to the Corinthians contains the oldest written record of this event, predating even the Gospels. While St. Paul doesn't provide a detailed description, he emphasizes its theological significance. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and, after he had given thanks, broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" These words remind us that the Last Supper was not just a meal, but the institution of the Eucharist, the sacrament of Christ's enduring presence among us. But to deepen our reflection even further, I'd like to share an excerpt from Father Caetano Maria de Bergamo's book, Thoughts and Affections of the Passion of Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says. "Let us ponder the excess of Jesus' love. While men are devising against Jesus Christ injustices, persecutions, dishonors, outrages, and torments, he gives to men as a legacy the richest treasure that can be found in the storehouse of divine wisdom and omnipotence. At the very time that men, for their malice and weakness, most richly deserve to be abandoned by him, he is inventing a marvelous contrivance by which to perpetuate his loving abode among men. Oh, astounding kindness and love! The torrents of men's iniquities, instead of extinguishing or decreasing his love, caused it only to break out into a brighter flame." Now, I don't know about you, but I find this reflection truly mind-blowing. It reveals a profound truth. While evil men were plotting to kill Jesus, he was instituting the sacrament of eternal life. While they sought to end his ministry, Jesus was preparing a way to remain with us forever through the Eucharist. And he did all this for the very humanity that would soon torture and crucify him. This is how loving God is. Instead of punishing us for our sins, he established a new covenant so that we might live with him eternally. So let's take Padre Pio's advice to heart. Before every meal, let's pause to thank God for our daily bread and recall the Last Supper, the moment when Jesus, out of infinite love, gave us the most precious gift of all, himself. In his Introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales advised that true devotion must be lived out in daily life, not just in private. This includes giving thanks before meals, even in public. He thought that outward expressions of faith should be done with humility and sincerity, not for show, but for love of God. Wishing you all a blessed Holy Thursday tomorrow. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.